Chapter 8. This is the list of the family heads who returned with me from Babylon during the reign of King Artaxerxes. Of the sons of Phinehas, Gershon. Of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel. Of the sons of David, Hattush, son of Shechaniah. Of the sons of Parosh, Zechariah, and with him 150 males were enrolled. Of the sons of Pahath-Moab, Eliehoenai, son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 males. Of the sons of Zattu, Shechaniah, son of Jehaziel, and with him 300 males. Of the sons of Aden, Ebed, son of Jonathan, and with him 50 males. Of the sons of Elam, Jeshiah, son of Athaliah, and with him 70 males. Of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebediah, son of Michael, and with him 80 males. Of the sons of Joab, Obadiah, son of Jehiel, and with him 218 males. Of the sons of Bani, Shelomith, son of Josephiah, and with him 160 males. Of the sons of Bebai, Zechariah, son of Bebai, and with him 28 males. Of the sons of Azgad, Johanan, son of Hakatan, and with him 110 males. Of the sons of Adonikam, younger sons whose names were Eliphelet, Jeiel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 males. Of the sons of Bigvai, Uthai, son of Zakur, and with him 70 males. The journey to Jerusalem. I had them assemble by the river that flows toward Ahava, where we made camp for 3 days. There I perceived that both laymen and priests were present, but I could not discover a single Levite. Therefore I sent Eleazar, Ariel, Shemaiah, Jarib, Elnathan, Nathan, Zechariah, and Meshullam, wise leaders, with a command for Iddo, the leader in the place Cassiphiah, instructing them what to say to Iddo and his brethren, and to the temple slaves in Cassiphiah, in order to procure for us ministers for the house of our God. They sent to us, for the favoring hand of our God was upon us, a well-instructed man, one of the sons of Mali, son of Levi, son of Israel, namely Sherebiah, with his sons and brethren, 18 men. They also sent us Hashabiah, and with him Jeshiah, sons of Merari, and their brethren and their sons, 20 men. Of the temple slaves, those whom David and the princes appointed to serve the Levites, there were 220. All these men were enrolled by name. Then I proclaimed a fast, there, by the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God, to petition from him a safe journey for ourselves, our children, and all our possessions. For I would have been ashamed to ask the king for troops and horsemen to protect us against enemies along the way, since we had said to the king, "The favoring hand of our God is upon all who seek him, but his mighty wrath is against all who forsake him." So we fasted and prayed to our God for this, and our petition was granted. Next, I selected 12 of the priestly leaders, along with Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brethren, and I weighed out before them the silver and the gold and the utensils offered for the house of our God by the king, his counselors, his officials, and all the Israelites of that region. I consigned it to them in these amounts: silver, 650 talents; silver utensils, 100; gold, 100 talents; 20 golden bowls valued at 1,000 darics; 2 vases of excellent polished bronze, as precious as gold. I addressed them in these words: "You are consecrated to the Lord, and the utensils are also consecrated. The silver and the gold are a freewill offering to the Lord, the God of your fathers. Keep good watch over them till you weigh them out in Jerusalem, in the presence of the chief priests and Levites and the family leaders of Israel, in the chambers of the house of the Lord." The priests and the Levites then took over the silver, the gold, and the utensils that had been weighed out, to bring them to Jerusalem, to the house of our God. We set out for Jerusalem from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month. The hand of our God remained upon us, and he protected us from enemies and bandits along the way. Thus we arrived at Jerusalem, where we first rested for 3 days. On the 4th day, the silver, the gold, and the utensils were weighed out in the house of our God, and consigned to the priest Meremoth, son of Uriah, who was assisted by Eleazar, son of Phinehas. They were assisted by the Levites Jozabad, son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, son of Binui. Everything was in order as to number and weight, and the total weight was registered. At that same time, those who had returned from the captivity, the exiles, offered as holocausts to the God of Israel 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, and 12 goats as sin offerings, all these as a holocaust to the Lord. Finally, the orders of the king were presented to the king's satraps and to the governors in west of Euphrates, who gave their support to the people and to the house of God.